So John and I were down to see, going down lower Manhattan to see Chuck Flood's celebration of his life and great life. And I knew I was going to have trouble with the car. I could feel it for days coming. But my mechanic said he couldn't find anything. So we started out, and then all of a sudden, it just was screwed up. And the car was pulling on the New York Thruway to the left, and I couldn't stop it. And finally, I used all my energy to get off on Fordham Road, and I, God, I can't believe I did it. And I stopped at that stop sign there, and I got out of the car quick, and I looked down at the left wheel, and damn thing was, it was like burning rubber, right? But the crazy thing was the tire was full. And I don't know what the hell was going on, but I liked the area I got off in because I'd been there many times, Spanish area, and felt very comfortable. Anyway, we somehow went about 2 miles an hour, and I made a left-hand turn right into the heart of the place, and where all the stores, not the stores, were the back alleys kind of places. And I saw this kid and his father splashing down his station wagon, work vehicle. And I stopped, and I pulled over. I figured maybe he could help me. And he looked at me, and I looked at him, and I looked at the back bottom of my car, the wheel. He walked over. He looked at me again, and he got down on the ground, and he got under the car. And he started working at it. I hadn't spoken to him yet. And he didn't speak any English. And so he did that for about 5 minutes, working really hard. His son, I guess it was his son, looking at him. Then he got up, jumped up, gives me the signal with his hand, like 1 minute, you know. He runs off. He comes back with a plastic rope and a razor blade. Looks at me, eyes beaming, jumps down to the ground again, underneath the car, and starts working again. I've been there maybe a total of 7 minutes and never communicated one word. And all of a sudden he jumps up, both fists, like, hooray, we did it. And I asked the passerby, this young fellow there, I said, do you speak English? Said, you speak Spanish? He said, I speak both. He said, can you tell me what he's telling me? He said, yeah. He said, your car's, you can go. You can drive now. And he just said, make sure you go to a garage tomorrow or something. And I said, I could make it all the way down to lower Manhattan and back up to Westchester. He said something. So he says, yeah. He said, yep. I gave him a big hug. The guy that did it, and I give him, he gives me a big hug, and he's smiling like crazy, and I reach in my pocket, try to find some money. All I could find was a $20 bill, and he gave it to me. He didn't want to take it. I kind of forced him to take that, and he was smiling. And anyway, my best friend, I said, what's his name? He said, Santos.